Random House Audio presents 61 Hours by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. For my editor, the one and only Kate Misiak. Chapter 1. 5 minutes to 3 in the afternoon, exactly 61 hours before it happened. The lawyer drove in and parked in the empty lot. There was an inch of new snow on the ground, so he spent a minute fumbling in the footwell until his overshoes were secure. Then he got out and turned his collar up and walked to the visitor's entrance. There was a bitter wind out of the north. It was thick with fat, lazy flakes. There was a storm 60 miles away. The radio had been full of it. The lawyer got in through the door and stamped the snow off his feet. There was no line. It was not a regular visiting day. There was nothing ahead of him except an empty room and an empty X-ray belt and a metal detector hoop and 3 prison guards standing around doing nothing. He nodded to them, even though he didn't know them, but he considered himself on their side and they on his. Prison was a binary world. Either you were locked up or you weren't. They weren't. He wasn't. Yet. He took a gray plastic bin off the top of a teetering stack and folded his overcoat into it. He took off his suit coat and folded it and laid it on top of the overcoat. It was hot in the prison. Cheaper to burn a little extra oil than to give the inmates 2 sets of clothes, one for the summer and one for the winter. He could hear the noise ahead of him, the clatter of metal and concrete and the random, crazy yells and the screams and the low grumble of other disaffected voices, all muted by dog-legged